Hello and welcome back to this Microsoft Virtual Academy on hybrid IT management with a specific focus on automation. As we continue our look at all of the key things you need to know around OMS automation, we've covered building runbooks textually, graphically, importing them from System Center Orchestrator. We've looked at how you run your runbooks, pulling them from the gallery, a whole host of stuff. And now we're going to start to look at how you bring about automation for your on-premises infrastructure using the cloud service OMS automation. And this is something Ravi teased in an earlier module and helped us understand where we'd start to initiate that configuration. But now we're going to look at it in a lot more depth. So Ravi, welcome back. Good to have you back.
Thanks,
with
Matt.
Us. Talk to us about hybrid runbook workers and what they are and what they mean and what people do with them.
Awesome. Good. Put the right questions. What is it? What do I do it? What
should
I
exactly.
So let's start with some basics. The next 15, 20 minutes, I'll talk about how can you use OMS automation as a one-stop solution to manage your resources anywhere. So they could be in the public cloud, like AWS, Azure, RightScale, or it could be a private cloud or your on-premises data center. We enable the hybrid management capability using this hybrid runbook workers. So let's get to the basic questions what you asked. What is this hybrid runbook workers? What should I really do with it? And how can I use it? So as we covered in the previous modules, is a runbook worker is the one which actually processes the runbook job. So when you go author a runbook, either way, the different ways we talked about, when you say run it, it gets executed by a runbook worker.
Right.
So obviously, a hybrid runbook worker, it's a runbook worker sitting on your on-premises data center, in your own data center, rather running in the cloud, running the cloud jobs.
Right.
So all the runbooks are authored, created, managed, everything in the cloud. Only during the design time or during the runtime when it's actually getting executed, the runbooks are get delivered to their on-premises machine through an encrypted secure channel.
Right.
And that's where they run. Since they're running on the on-premises environment, you can go talk to any of the servers, local servers. I was talking about integration scenarios, like you can talk to Active Directory, local database, or other Microsoft stack, VMware stack, OpenWare stack, OpenStack, any of the resources there.
Yep.
And once the runbook gets completed execution, it sends the data back to the cloud. So then you can look at like any other job, you can just get troubleshoot and get all the data there. Mm-hmm. So that's essentially a runbook hybrid worker.
So
it's a runbook worker sitting on your on-premises in your data center running the cloud jobs.
Gotcha. So in Azure, we provide the runbook workers, they're already there and people fire their jobs, they don't do it.
Correct.
Intentionally, so they just say run work, run runbook, and it just happens on those runbook workers.
Yep.
But on-prem, you decide, well, I want this or multiple servers to be my runbook workers, and then go for
that's it. Correct. So we'll talk about some of the best practices, some recommendations there. But right. In a nutshell, as you said, in the cloud, we provide the infrastructure.
Yeah.
But if it's an on-premises, you designate a machine to be working as a proxy or a hybrid runbook worker, and that's where all the runbook job gets executed.
Okay, great.
So that completes the first part. What is it, right? Let's talk about like why should you care about it? Why should you need a hybrid runbook worker? There are three main reasons I talk about. The first reason is it gives you one automation solution to manage your resources across the public cloud, private cloud, on-premise data center, anywhere there.
Yeah.
It's also one place to put all your automation assets. So all the scripts what you have, all the runbooks what you have, all the modules you have, just put in one central place, mm-hmm. and it can get executed as and when we do the stuff, as and when it's needed based on the execution stuff. And the third important thing is it removes the overhead of maintaining and deploying all the on-prem infrastructure, whether it's Orchestrator, whether it's SMA, Azure Stack. It removes that overhead of maintaining and upgrading it continuously, doing that stuff. So that covers the why you should use this. So it depends on your environment. If you feel that, hey, you are going to the cloud, you want to put all your assets, but you still want to interact. This is especially for the customers who have a lot of investments in Orchestrator.
Yeah.
And especially they are integrating with the legacy systems, which they are not in the cloud. Yes. I can move some of, oftentimes I hear from the customers saying that, oh, it's great, I'm going to move my automation assets to the cloud. They provide me the migration path, which we have covered. But it's also that these runbooks always talk with my other legacy systems or other systems which you're not in the cloud.
Yeah.
So it's very important that for me, you provide a capability that this runbooks get migrated after migration, they have to go talk to those local systems and run that. So that's one of the big goals what we had to provide this capability so they can still use that runbooks, carry forward that investments, and still manage your on-prem resources.
There. Right. Okay.
And how do I run this runbooks after migrated? So once you author the runbook, once you import the runbooks there, or author the new runbooks there, at the time when you're starting the runbook, in the UX we have an option to actually whether it's run in the Azure or in the hybrid runbook worker, which I'm going to demo. You can also use some cmdlets to invoke that stuff.
Right.
So what are the steps to enable this? How do I set up this hybrid workers? That's probably the next question you have in your mind.
It was on the tip of my tongue, yes.
That's exactly how I put this. Awesome. So very high level, think of there are two steps you need to get this done. The first step is obviously go identifying a machine where you want to designate this as a hybrid runbook worker. Mm-hmm. Think of this as like the other proxy machine. And it can coexist with your orchestrator or your SMA. If you have the same machine, you don't have to worry about provisioning another machine.
Okay. Could be a VM, I guess, as well, or a physical server.
Requirements are Windows Server 2012 and above.
Right.
So that's an operating system requirement there.
Yeah.
One quick recommendation or thought process is, depends on how many Azure Automation accounts you have and where the locations are. Try to locate this at a closer location to the Azure Automation account, because the data gets transferred.
Right.
Kick off the runbook gets delivered. When you run the runbook, send data sends back.
Right, so if time might be a small is important. Yeah. There.
Okay. Exactly.
So your region, you might want to choose, if you've got data centers closer to Azure regions, you'd want to specify that.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Great, good advice.
And if you have like a lot of jobs running, always good to keep at least two hybrid runbook workers for redundancy and load balancing kind of thing.
Okay, so you can have more than one if you want.
You can have more than one.
Right.
We create a group concept where a group can have any number of this thing there for load balancing and redundancy.
So it'll just farm the runbooks out to the different workers.
Correct. So I'll walk you through how we create the group and everything there.
Right.
So once you identify the machine, the next thing is you have to go create an OMS workspace, which is microsoft.com/OMS. If you go to talk about workspace and creating an account there. And once you create a workspace, you have to push an agent, which is an MMA agent there. I'll show you the detailed documentation to show step by step how to enable that stuff. And then you have to go add an automation solutions. This is the one which actually puts all the hybrid bits onto the machine. So let me just quickly show you the documentation so that you can actually see the stuff. So this is, again, standard documentation page. If you go there, it actually talks about our architecture, how does it work, and this, how the worker groups are talked about, what are the requirements, very specifically, very clearly stated there, here, how much RAM, how much required, what's a PowerShell. And it actually talks about how do you create an automation workspace, how do you install the agent. So pretty detailed documentation on that.
Nice. Good stuff.
So with the step one, where you identified the machine, created an OMS workspace, installed the agent, and added the automation solution. So all hybrid bits are there on the box.
Yep.
The next step for you is to configure. So what the configuration means, like you're designating a particular machine. Now you're authenticating that machine to go talk to Azure Automation. So you need to configure that to talk to specific automation account. Right now it's tied to one-to-one. One hybrid worker talks to one automation account there, group there. So we need to provide, go to that machine, run a simple commandlet. And that's also very well documented. It talks about the URL, which is the URL of your automation account.
Mm-hmm.
And in my documentation, if you go here back, it actually puts a screenshot as well. It talks about how to get the URL, where to get the URL from, where to get the token from, and everything. Then what it's basically doing that it's actually authenticating this machine. We generate a self-signed certificate and actually authenticating and creating a secure channel so that all the data flows is all secure. It's a HTTPS channel there.
Okay, great. And the steps aren't difficult, you know.
It's a pretty straightforward steps, very well documented, very easy to do that stuff there.
Great. So. Okay, and chances are you may only need a few. So even though it's a couple of manual steps, it's not like you're in desperate need to automate this.
Correct, exactly. Right. Yep.
Okay.
This is a high-level architecture you should think about. Automation is in the center. You can have any clouds, like Azure, AWS, other service providers, all the resources are here. And as I said, everything is stored, created, managed in the cloud. Only during the execution time, design time, the runbook gets delivered back to your hybrid workers. This was talking about an enterprise on-prem data center. And you can also talk to any of other stack.
Yeah.
And talk there and send the status back.
And that's one of the key advantages of it being hybrid. It's not just about hybrid between cloud, public cloud, and on-premises, it's also other clouds as well.
Other clouds as well.
Yeah.
So that's a truly hybrid model where you can manage your resources anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was stressing on anywhere right there.
Great.
Quick things to look at. So when you're authoring the runbooks, you might be using a lot of assets. For example, if you're talking to Active Directory, let me just put in a PowerPoint, a presenter mode. So if you're thinking about, like, you might be having some assets like talking to Active Directory, talking to database, you need some credentials. So you can also use all those credentials, and it gets delivered to the hybrid runbook workers at a time. And key thing on the modules. So we talked about integration modules.
Yeah.
So if your runbook uses the integration modules, currently the integration modules are not automatically deployed to hybrid runbook worker. So you have to manually take your module to go copy to your hybrid runbook workers. I know you've already released SDKs where customers have written a simple script, to invoke this SDK to programmatically push the modules.
Right.
But that's the improvement what we're going to work on.
And that's specific to the integration modules that you may have imported when you were using your orchestrator.
That's correct.
Conversion.
Or it could be the integration models what you're using for a cloud runbook.
Okay.
Any integration module right now, we are not automatically copying that to the hybrid runbook worker.
Right.
So as a customer, you have to copy that.
Regular modules that would be in automation, they get pushed?
No, any of the modules have to be copied.
All right, okay.
So, but that's an improvement what we are working on top on our list right now.
Okay.
To automatically push those modules there and stuff there.
Great. Okay.
And we have improved a lot more other capabilities, like you can actually schedule a hybrid job when you want to test it. You can test your jobs in a hybrid runbook worker. Instead of testing in a cloud, you can actually test those things. And you can also use a run as account. By default, all these runbooks runs under the context of MMA, which is Microsoft Management Agent, which runs under system account.
Yep.
But if you say that, hey, I want to run this runbook on a very privileged runbook, like a highly privileged account, you can specify a run as account for that hybrid group, and you can run that runbooks on a different account.
Or I guess a low privileged account.
Whatever
as
you
well,
want.
Yeah.
Depends on how you want high and low. At some point of time, you realized I want to remove certain work groups. I've created too many hybrid workers. I want to remote. So the easy way to do it, either from the portal or from running the commandlets.
Great. Cool.
I think that's enough of me talking about it. I really want to show what it is.
Works for me. Take it away. What have you got this time? We're going to carry on pretty much from where we left off in the previous module you were with us. So we've finished importing from an existing orchestrator environment.
Yes. So just recapping the machine, the steps I talked about. The first step is I have to identify a machine, which is my proxy machine. So this is my machine, which I've identified to be this thing. The second thing is I said create an OMS workspace and actually install those things. And it's a very well documentation on actually talking about how to create an OMS workspace, how to download the agent, how to do the stuff, or you can also go to the OMS portal to actually do that stuff. In the documentation, or you can actually go. So just look at this stuff, you can actually go to the portal, and if you look at here, you can actually talk about, let's go to inside settings, connected sources, which actually talks about how to download the agent, how to install it, how to put the key, how to authenticate the stuff.
Yep. Cool.
So in this case, I've already installed everything, interest of time. So once you install it, if you go to Control Panel, Microsoft Management Agent, you can actually see the properties. You can actually see a green checkbox, which means that it's already fully functional.
Everything's
running there.
Everything's communicating, yeah.
Perfect. So I'll cancel it. I'll say OK to that. Let me go to the overview page. The second step, as part of that step, I said you should also add an automation solution. I've already ordered my automation solution, the same thing what I had, which I had like 49 runbooks when I imported it.
Yep.
Which actually, this is the one actually puts all the hybrid bits on the box.
Okay, nice.
And the last step is about actually configuring that machine, which I talked about. And the steps are very well included. Basically, running a commandlet here, which actually authenticates that machine. And that's very clearly documented here in our hybrid thing. We go here, it actually talks about step by step authentication,
okay.
How to authenticate this stuff, how do you run this permission. How to setting this hybrid runbook workers and gives a run on parameter and everything, all the pretty
so much. That's the commandlets you need. Okay.
That's the command.
But you've done all of this in advance.
That's correct.
Because
you want to just get started before that stuff there.
Okay.
And this is a step by step. Add hybrid runbook worker. This is the commandlet, actual commandlet what you would use, which actually registers this machine. As point of that, you provide an automation account, which you get from the cloud, and you provide the key, the token what you get.
Nice.
So that actually enrolls the stuff there.
Easy stuff.
Yep. So what I'll do is right now, once I've actually, this is what I was talking about. This is the key what you get. The token key is there. You can get this stuff. And once I've configured that machine is fully functional. It's ready to accept the jobs from the cloud and do it. So let's go back to our runbooks and pick up that runbook which we exported and imported from Azure Automation, which we converted from the orchestrator part. So this is the one which we did on about half an hour back.
Yeah.
There's a runbook which got and converted from orchestrator. So as talking about earlier, when you start a runbook, you get an option, so whether you want to run in the cloud or you want to run on the hybrid worker.
Mm-hmm.
And when you click on a hybrid worker, it actually shows the group what I registered. That was my machine I registered heavy hybrid. You can actually see that when you click OK, this runbook now gets delivered onto your on-premise machine, whatever you designated, runs there and sends the status back there. While it's running, and if you want to see a quick management of your hybrid workers, how many hybrid workers I have, what are their current status, if you click on this, a separate tile called hybrid worker groups. In this case, I have only one hybrid worker group, but it actually shows that I have a group name, I have only one worker when I created that stuff there.
Right.
So if you have multiple groups, you can actually see that stuff. And you can also say if you want to add more, you can so configure it, actually show step by step how to do that right within the portal. You don't have to look any documentation there.
Great.
Once you finish up this step, it'll show up here. And when you're targeting the runbook, both this option show up and you can choose what you want.
Okay.
And if you select a particular hybrid runbook worker, you can actually get the details of that hybrid runbook worker, what settings you have. And if you want to delete it, I was talking about an option to delete from the UX, you can do it. Or you can, this is the credentials I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to run a default credentials, which runs a system account, or if you want completely a custom account, which one you want, you can actually choose from one of the credentials, what you already stored in your assets.
Right.
Pick one of those things there. So this truly gives you a hybrid management capability where you can really manage your resources anywhere.
Nice.
So that completes our hybrid IT management story.
Excellent. So another good demo and another good look at, it just seems really straightforward to set up. You know, with the documentation, what I've noticed more and more with OMS, with Azure, compared to perhaps some more traditional technologies of years gone by, is the documentation is really good and allows you to really follow along, scenario driven, very easy. So yeah, credit to the team who are working on the docs to help you build, deploy, and test some of these scenarios in your environment. But hopefully what you've got from this module is it's very straightforward to set up existing on-prem servers or server, if you just want to test with one, as a hybrid worker that you then connect securely to the OMS automation solution. And then when you want to run a runbook that's stored in a central place in OMS automation, you push it down to that runbook worker that then executes it against whatever systems you want automating, whether it be your Exchange, SharePoint, AD, just a regular file server, whatever it may be. So yeah, I think the demo did a great job of illustrating all of that. And it was nice that it followed on from the previous module that you and I were together where you brought that runbook from Orchestrator, which obviously originated and its sole purpose was executing on-prem stuff. Now it's stored in the cloud, but still executing on-prem stuff.
Right.
So cool stuff and very easy for you to get started as well. So that concludes this particular module. You've shown the resources as well. Don't forget to give feedback on the Orchestrator migration tool. If you've not done it already, make sure you download and test that out and give feedback. The team will value it. In the next couple of modules, we're going to be looking at a little bit more insight into desired state configuration, what that means, how it can be used, and how it obviously complements what we've been talking about with Ravi as well. So thanks again for your time. It's been a pleasure, and we'll see you again in the next module.